This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Can I have my mic? There we go. We survived hour number one. It's Kevin McCullough. Hour number two is on the way. And I am so excited about who we have in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. Now, you know, we set up the Ladies' Lounge feature as an opportunity to amplify some female voices that are out there. They're in the marketplace. They're making a difference. They're doing different things. They have different expertise. You know, we have relationship night with Ashley Papa. We have Dr. Charmaine Yost, who comes and does, you know, civil politics and government stuff. But tonight we're going to delve into a different arena that we've never had a voice in the Ladies' Lounge be able to comment on. But we have a real treat for you. She is the CEO of a company called TechWorks, and they are a sponsor of this broadcast. And we are super proud to welcome Sejal Lakhanibot to the broadcast. And I call you Sage, Sejal, because yeah, you gave me permission to do that. Does everyone have permission to do that?
Most people.
Well, I feel like I'm in the most people category. I'm glad I'm in the most people category. When you were a little girl growing up, did you think you'd be in technology?
Oh, God, no.
What did you think you were going to do?
I wanted to be a lawyer or a dancer.
A lawyer or a dancer?
Yeah, either one would have been fine.
Did you take ballet?
I took almost every dance class, and I minored in dance in college.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was your favorite? Now, The Lovely Bride is like a freak nut about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
What of the genres, and that's the only exposure to dance that I have, but I know that there's different disciplines to each, like there's certain things you do in the salsa that you don't do in the
merengue or the rumba.
So what in the study of dance, what was your favorite?
Salsa.
Salsa.
Love.
Why?
Salsa.
Why?
The movement, the feel, the environment, the whole aura of it. It's amazing.
Did you ever contemplate like ballroom dancing or becoming
ballroom dancing
or being if you had your like if TechWorks didn't need you and they said, here, go be on Dancing with the Stars, would that be like your ideal job?
Not being on Dancing with the Stars, but yes, professionally dancing would be an ideal job, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But where do professional dancers dance if it's not on something that's like a television show?
I'm not sure if we could talk about this on the show.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you were doing that kind of dancing. I didn't think there were any poles involved or anything.
I didn't say they were.
But does Broadway still incorporate dance?
They do. Broadway does, but you can compete. There are a lot of competitions and stuff, ballroom competitions and salsa competitions. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hardest dance to do of all of them. What's the really fast thing that they do? Is it do they call it the double step or the quick step?
The quick step.
That looks exhausting when they're doing it on the TV show.
I think the rumba and meringue, I think those are more exhausting because that's like full. I feel like it's more full body. And
okay.
Constant movement. But I don't know. The most difficult. I do a lot of Indian dancing as well, so I think probably some of those are more difficult than.
You can come by that honestly. Where's your family from originally?
They're from India.
But which?
They're from Bombay.
Is it states? Is it regions? Is it counties? Like how would they classify the sections?
It's regions. It's regions. Okay. And my parents are pretty much from Bombay.
And is the Bombay Sapphire Gin actually have anything to do with India at all? I don't think it does, but somehow they. That's the way they worked it all those years ago.
Yeah. I
makes great martinis,
not,
but I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, it makes okay martinis, but probably not.
Okay, fair enough. This is cool. I'm glad you went there. I've been wanting to ask all this. Okay, so what's the best Indian dish? Americans that are non-initiated to Indian food, what's the one thing they should try before they die if they've never eaten Indian food? And see, you and I live in the New York area, so we have lots of restaurants at our disposal. So we've actually broken bread many times.
We have.
But there are a lot of people watching in flyover country tonight that have, like, there may not be an Indian food restaurant in their village or town or city.
Right. So, I mean, it really depends. I mean, it's so amazing, and it depends on what level of heat you can take and what spices you like. And you have to understand, in India, we have so many different types of cuisines because we have so many different types of cultures. So I'm a dessert girl. I love eating dessert. So I would say if you're going to go for anything, you can only have one dish. I say go try the Indian desserts like kulfi or rasmalai.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so write it down. So I had a buddy who just got back from traveling to Paris and London over the holiday break. And his kids are all older. One of them's in high school, two are in college, or one's leaving for college, and one's already done with college. I don't know. They're all older. Mine are all six and younger. So they're at a different stage.
Eight and younger.
That's true. Yeah. So he took them all, the big, like, you know, holiday gift. Hey, we're going to Paris and London.
That's awesome.
They ended up liking London better than Paris, and that was kind of a mystery to me because my bride is like, Paris is the all.
Yeah.
But I asked them why. They happen to be foodies. They happen to like the Indian food. In London.
Yes.
And they live around here, so they have a good understanding of what New York Indian food is
like.
But
it's totally different, Kevin.
But they said it was so much richer, the spices are so much more vibrant, it was just all like, made me hungry listening to him, basically.
It's amazing. So I lived in London for a year. I worked there.
Yeah.
And love the Indian food there. Absolutely love the Indian food there. But I would agree with Amy that I'm more of a Paris girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and I think at night, you know, there is only one Le Tour Eiffel. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Okay, so we're going to talk a little tech stuff. Hey, one of the stories that we're watching tonight comes from London. I was reading the London Telegraph earlier today. Mm-hmm. And in our house, it always kind of goes like this. The bride is I don't want to get the kids on the wrong foot on anything. You know, you can't do that, but you give it your best effort and you hope for, you know, a good outcome. She has always been really concerned about giving our kids screens to look at, whether it passes the time of day. Now, there are a couple of exceptions. When we fly across the country to see family, there's a 5-hour plane ride and you have a two-year-old girl in a car seat, strapped into an airplane seat, you better do something to help her pass that time. But outside of kind of like that really rigid circumstance, she's generally like bring the colors and the papers and other things in her purse to get them to do other like fine motor skill stuff or whatever. Turns out this survey that was done by Oxford University is saying that you have to be in front of a screen for more than 4 hours and 17 minutes before it starts to do damage to the kids. Now, as the leader of a tech company, I would think you're happy about that because that means your industry is used a lot more without supposedly damaging. But as a mom, does that sound weird to you?
You know, so there are findings on both sides, right? I am a mom. I'm a mom of two boys, 8 and 5. And
handsome little suckers they are.
They are. And I'm going to say hi to them. Hi, Anne. Hi, Anna. Because they're really cute and they want to hear me say it. But we limit screen time. So there's no screen time at all, whether it be TV, video, games,
iPad,
nothing during the weekdays. And they get a couple hours on Friday after everything's done, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so 2 hours per day for the weekend.
About 2-3 hours.
Any time Monday through Friday.
Nothing.
Now, so are they school aged?
They are school aged.
Are they required to use pad screens for school?
So not yet. So my older one does use it in school, but they're not required so much to use it at home.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I think that there are pros and cons. Here's the deal: in the future, we're moving towards that. Most of the schools are moving towards it. I think what it does is it does – I disagree with the study that it doesn't affect social behavior. I mean, you know, kids are texting instead of calling. They can't – the good thing is they're FaceTiming. If it's not a FaceTime, my nieces, my two nieces, they're 4 and one is a year and a half. She's almost 2. And both of them, if they can't see me on the phone – They're like,
they don't want to talk to you.
They're like, we don't understand what's
phone.
Going on.
Okay.
We need to see the video. So in that aspect, I think it brings families closer. It keeps relationships closer.
Sure.
But on the other hand, instead of picking up the phone to ask for something, text, shorthand text. I hate
emojis.
Those. Oh, God, yeah.
My 6-year-old comes in today, and he goes, Dad, I have a new emoji face. I'm like, what does that even mean? And he's like, no, this is the face that the emoji makes when he really, really doesn't like something. And I'm like, I don't think you can put that in a 3 or 4 character thing. But
no.
Anyway, that's what it was. Hey, we're talking to Sejal Lakhanibot, who is the CEO of TechWorks. They are our really, really great partner here at Radio Night Live. And when we come back, we're going to talk all about the business, how they got into it, what it is that drives them to do what they do. And we may slip in this other tech story, the new emergence of driverless vehicles and what dangers they pose. I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Ari Zolden, who's been on this show before a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that's where it's all headed, automated stuff. And forget the bit fits and the stuff that's on the outside of the body. He says embeds are the next big Fitbits. It inside your its bits. I don't know what it is. Anyway, we're coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live, and that's a live shot of the TKTS booth in Times Square. Yeah, hey, we see you. You're waving at us. Yay, how you doing out there? Those of you on Biz TV. So when you're in town, yes, please come by and see us. And if you're in the area of the TKTS booth, wave at that camera, and maybe you'll be on TV with us. Who knows? We are visiting in the Ladies Lounge tonight with Sejal Lakhanibot. That is a mouthful. If you're not used to pronouncing Indian names, but she is a spark plug of a personality, and she's being really, like, restrained tonight. Like, she's normally, like, just bouncing stars off walls when she walks into a room, but we're glad to have her. And you have to be, I guess, to be in the tech industry because it's an exciting time to be doing what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's actually a lot of fun.
You thought you were going to be a dancer or a lawyer. You ended up in the tech business. How'd that happen?
It's all my husband's fault.
See, Tej, we're blaming you, man. No, but you obviously liked it.
No, so I'll
got into it at least.
Well, so I worked in the banking world for a long time, and my husband, when I was pregnant with my first child, decided to come in and say, "Oh, I'm going to quit my stable job that has great benefits, and I'm going to start my own company."
And you said, what you talking about, Willis?
I said words I don't think I'm allowed to say on the radio and on TV. So we went forward, and he went ahead and did that, and he started his own company.
And his vision was to provide a better quality of IT service to people that needed it.
Well, it's not so much that, right? It's IT is necessity. Most people look at it as a luxury or something they kind of have to do sometimes.
15 years ago, maybe, but now it's like life. It's needed. It's like oxygen. You don't have it, you're going to die.
And even 10 years ago, you know, as builds, you know, businesses are building, and what his vision was, or is, I should say, is to provide enterprise level services and enterprise level solutions to small and medium companies. In an affordable way. And the biggest issue is that a small or medium-sized company cannot afford to be hacked. They can't afford to lose $1 million.
Right.
They can't afford not to be able to run a day.
What happens when a network goes down? I've said in the commercial that we talk about with you that your people, your productivity, and your profits all start seeping. But I think that's an understatement. What happens to an actual company every hour that they're not online?
Well, just think about money, right? Your every employee that's not working, every salary, every client that's not getting a response. You're talking about also word of mouth, about referrals, about reputation,
right?
And if you look at the other piece of that, if not just being offline, but if you were hacked or something, reputational harm is worse, I think, than even losing money. You can sort of make money back. Reputation is really hard to come back to.
Look at just the crud around the elections this year, and well, and to be candid, I mean, forget the party relationships. There are some people at the DNC that got had, and their emails got hacked, and their database got hacked.
Yeah.
And those guys that worked on that IT platform that were supposedly providing, they're not gonna be able to find work. I mean, because they're like, it's publicly known that that was not good.
No.
Yeah.
And you have to think about it, right? The amount of protection that they probably had. But I'll be honest with you, you know, companies get hacked, right? That unfortunately, the bad guys are a step ahead at times. And we do our best, right? And it's just, I think everyone needs to understand it's not a one solution fixer. It is layers on top of layers. And a good IT company, a good in-house IT person, whatever it is that you use, is going to know how to make sure they have layer on top of layer on top of layer to make sure that you're protected. And if you're not protected, If something does happen, then you've got an amazing security team, a great change control process, a great security process to be able to nail it before it gets any further.
But the likelihood that you're going to be able to provide that level of service to a company that's medium to large and have just like one person on staff take care of it.
No, you can't.
It's silliness.
I
talked about this earlier, but if you parcel this work out to people, most firms bill you by the hour, which means that the more problems you have, actually the more profitable they are.
Absolutely.
You guys do it differently?
So, you know, we did start billing out by the hour. That's how we started, and we realized that our techs were not incentivized to finish their work quickly or to do it right. It became Band-Aids on top of Band-Aids, and then break again. The client's not happy. We're not happy. And we're not getting anything done.
And then the
done.
Reputation's being
well,
lost
that's
because,
a whole that's yeah. a whole different issue. So what we do is we're flat fee. Basically, we charge a monthly flat rate, and everything's included. And my techs are now incentivized to do it right the first time, because if it comes back to my desk and it was an issue that happened before,
right.
It's money out of my pocket now.
We're right up at the beginning of a new year, and people are setting priorities for their businesses this year. What should they be thinking about in terms of planning for their IT infrastructure for 2017?
There are a bunch of things. You know, you need to look at what are marginal risks, what are big issues from hardware, licensing, et cetera. You also need to understand, are you going to grow? Are you going to stay stable? Are you going to acquire? All of these things parcel into a plan.
Are you going to merge companies with who knows what their IT system is?
And, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I think companies need to be mindful that your tech person or your tech company has a lot of information on you.
I want you to be able to brag about something here in the final couple of seconds, and that is you guys have an unmatched cloud system. You don't have to tell the secrets to it, but you've had people actually say, we just want to just be part of your cloud.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it that a cloud be, you know, ahead of the people that are ahead of the curve in terms of the hack? Because the cloud is really it's the front porch to the home that people are breaking into.
Yeah. I mean, all in all, you need to make sure that the cloud is pretty secure, okay? And there are many ways to do that. And our cloud is an in-house built cloud. So,
which means only you guys have the keys to it.
Only we have the keys to it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's really worth checking out. And friends, I'm telling you, no matter what size your business is, TechWorks, and you can find out more at TechWorks.com. They're based right here out of the New York, New Jersey area. But nationwide, they are ready to go to work for you right now. And if you're sick and tired of dealing with guys that are just incompetent, don't get the job done, can't fix things, nickel and dime you, you know all the headaches, you know all the pain. 973-567-6404. 973-567-6404. And Sage and her team are going to go to work for you. And they will promise that, you know, a 60-minute call time means 60 minutes. That's one of the things that these companies just kill you on, because they say, oh, we'll be right there. And then like a day later, maybe they're getting around to you because they've had, you know, they're not properly staffed and 15 other things came up. You got to get your network fixed. You got to have people that are willing to do it.
Absolutely. And our 60 minutes is our service level agreement. Our runtime right now is about 1 minute and 6 seconds.
In terms of attacking the problem.
In terms of calling back.
Wow. They guarantee a 60-minute window, but their average response, a minute, what? Minute?
6 seconds.
A minute six. Well, you know, if you slip to a minute 10, you're really going to be losing ground there, Sage. Hey, thanks for coming.
Thank you
had to drive through snow and put up with all kinds of crud just to get you on the air
tonight.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
really
you for
appreciate it.
Me.
All right, when we continue, I've got some more things to crab at you about. Well, the world in general. But it wouldn't be Radio Night Live if we weren't. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're excited to have you here on this Saturday evening. Kind of a wet, drippy, groozy one in the city of New York. We'll see you in a minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us, and thank you for hanging out with us on a kind of dreary Saturday night. It at least it is here in the New York area. But I don't think of dreary as the same way as other people do. See, when New York is rainy and when it's a little cold and you have to have the jacket and, you know, you kind of get your feet wet going from one place to the next, I just think that's the city that I wanted to live in. And it's weird because I grew up in Texas where the sun was shining all the time and we had nice warm weather all year long, and I don't know. The only way I can describe it is there's something poetic and beautiful and deeply moving about the energy and the inertia of the city, and it's just I just love being here. So it's my joy to be with you. It's my joy to come to you from here. It's my joy to wear my 82 Jason Witten jersey on a Saturday night when I'm hoping that the Cowboys will, in fact, finish the fight next go around. So we've got a lot of news yet to get to tonight. In case you're just joining us, in the first hour, we told you about the Trump protesters that are in fact going. They're going to try to protest so much that they want to try to intimidate Mr. Trump into abandoning the inauguration from the outside staging area and pushing him indoors so that he has to go into like a hidden outpost to be able to do that. But that's not even the most offensive story of the week. Not in my book. Because this last week, the very final day of the week, we learned that the U.S. and five other countries gave the country of Iran permission to purchase and to import, I'm checking because I want to make sure I get the numbers right, 130 tons of uranium. Now, here's how the State Department and Admiral John Kirby described it. He has a high-pitched voice. We're not concerned about this at the State Department because it's actually natural uranium. What he means by that, it's just uranium that's not been enriched yet. It's not been refined. It's not gone through the processing. It's not gone through the spinning. It hasn't been turned into radiated rods. But let me go back to what happened in the Iran deal. You remember the Iran deal, the wonderful Iran deal that our president pushed through come hell or high water. The Jewish community didn't care. The taxpayers of America, he didn't seem to care what we thought. He was going to do this no matter what. So he gets that done. There was a side agreement to the Iran deal. There were actually many. I think there were like 47 side agreements that were attached to the 2,000-plus pages base document of the Iran deal. But in one of the side agreements, President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry made a deal with their counterparts in Iran that, you know, the dictators, the crazy mullahs that are going to try to kill everybody that disagrees with their 12th imam, they made a deal with those people that said, we will let you self-inspect your own enrichment facilities. What that meant was that while we were telling everybody, well, the International Nuclear Monitoring Organization is going to be allowed to go in there, and they're going to be able to see what's going on. This is how it would work. Two Iranians and two UAEA people, that's the monitoring organization, would walk up to the door. Yes, we're here to monitor what you're doing. And they let them in, and they say, okay, you guys just wait right here. You international inspectors, you wait on the step. We, the Iranian guys, we're going to go in and check, and if there's any problems, we'll tell you what they are. So they go in, and surprisingly, they come out. Hey, guess what? All clean. Move on. Next stop. And they do this dog and pony show. And four of the five places where they're allowed to self-inspect are the places where they did the most enriching of uranium in the recent history. And we're just going to be okay with it, according to the Iran agreement. So, fast forward to last Friday. Spokesperson for the State Department, Admiral John Kirby, former Admiral of the Navy, is talking. And he's saying, yes, we're not concerned at all because this is unenriched uranium. This is natural uranium. It would be uranium 130 tons worth that could be enriched to be nuclear level. That's something that they could do with this natural, unrefined uranium that they are allowing them to take into their country. For some reason, our president and our secretary of state said to Iran, you have permission to do this. Combine that raw material with the ability to self-inspect, with the fact that we have paid them $150 billion in recent days, much of it in cash, the math should start adding up to something that most of the free world should worry about. Because history has taught us, if anything, when you have crazy people threatening to do bad things, really the worst thing that you can do is give them the materials to go through with those bad things. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live, it's Kevin McCullough. I want to say a big thank you again to WPG in Atlantic City and KKFT in Reno, Nevada, just two of our more recent affiliates that have joined us in recent weeks. And, of course, our great partner in Biz TV, Coast to Coast. And every week you can also watch this and listen to this broadcast on my website, TheBingeThinker.com. We always have the current show's video posted there. And then you can follow through into the Ustream universe and catch old episodes, etc. You can always get the audio podcast from our podcast file on the TheBingeThinker.com as well. And please join my social media. We have an aggressively growing social media. I think between all of the Facebook and Twitters and everything else that I operate, we've got more than 100,000 people now that can interact with us on a given week. And so we're really honored to be able to interact with you. And I hope that you will make it a point to come on back. My phone number, by the way, works 7 days a week, 888-340-3373. You can actually leave messages for me throughout the week, and I listen to them. Sometimes we even play them back on the air if they're entertaining enough. Always interested in helping you stay up to date on what's going on in the news. Like this story from Oklahoma tonight. A man is hoping to have a law changed in Oklahoma because here's what happened. According to the television affiliate KOTV, a fella by the name of what's his full name? His last name is Thomas. No. His first name is Thomas. So when Thomas's high school girlfriend got pregnant, he tried to do the honorable thing and he married her. 5 months later, she had a little boy, and he thought that he had a son. And that was the way they were left thinking about things until the marriage fell apart. A couple of years later, he decided to take a paternity test. The boy had turned 3 at that age. It came back at 0%, said Thomas, the father. I was in my office. I saw that. I should have expected it, but I didn't, and it hit me. I'm telling my coworker how shocked I am that someone could do this to someone. The judge ordered this father then to take another DNA test. So what they had done is he takes the test. There's zero match with the child, none. Not even a sliver of a match. So it's obvious he's not the father, which meant that the whole presupposition of the relationship was kind of built on something else, too, because if someone's not the father but is told that they are and then they're made to think that they are, well, then that just ends up bad almost always. So Thomas, he's honorable, wants to try to do the right thing. He's been, you know, providing for them, et cetera, et cetera. He goes to court, and the judge says, no, you're going to take another DNA test. Well, when that DNA test comes back, it showed the same thing. There's no connection here. This child is not your child, not genetically speaking, not biologically speaking. Now, if that matters at all, someone would, I think a reasonable person would be able to say, hey, you know, in a normal universe, we should probably say that he's free of the responsibility from having to financially support that child. After all, he was lied to by the woman who got pregnant with someone else's kid while she was with him. But he did the honorable thing, thinking he had gotten her pregnant, married her. Lived with them for a while, tried to make the marriage work, et cetera, et cetera. 3 years in, it's not falling. So here's why the judge did it. In Oklahoma, there's a law where 2 years after a child is born, you can no longer contest the paternity of the child. Now, the judge decided to rule in that direction after ordering the second DNA test. So this is weird. Why order the DNA test if you're not going to pay attention to the results of it? And why, after the DNA test comes back conclusive that this fellow is not, in fact, the father of the child, would you then turn around and say, oh, but you have to be the financial responsible party anyway? The judge continued child support requirements for the child that he's not the father of and ordered a lump sum to be paid in back payment that he had stopped paying once he understood that he was not genetically related to the child at all. Now, this is a weird, this is tough for me because I'm an adopted kid. I have one adoptive son. I believe strongly in adoption. I think that when you choose to give your life away to someone voluntarily and you choose to invest in their life and to support them and to love them as a parent, that is a powerful thing. I think that can do a world of good for a child that would otherwise not know that parent in their life. And I can say I'm thankful for the parent that adopted me. I know that my son is thankful that I adopted him. There's all kinds of ramifications around this issue that I'm fully aware of. But from the pure moral certitude of the circumstance, what this judge did was wrong. This child is the obligation and responsibility of another man. And obligating this father to do something involuntarily, causing him probably to resent any further help that he gives to the child, is only going to create greater stress and strain towards their relationship. Which, you know, if he doesn't marry that woman permanently and he doesn't have a life with them, why would he continue to be carrying that responsibility? It's a really tough call, but it's one that I think that the judge got completely wrong. Now, I think it'd be admirable if Thomas said, you know what, I started out life as the father of this child. He's not my flesh and blood, but I'm going to try to make a go of it. If he was able to reconcile with the child's mom, they were married at one point in time, they were intimate at one point in time, maybe that would also reap some benefits. But the entirety of this is something that I think that the judge just got completely wrong. Now, let's see. Nick in the video room says, maybe hoping that the test was wrong so he could avoid this. Oh, the judge. Okay, that's why the judge ordered it, so he could avoid having to make such a statement. I get that. But judge, come on. Common sense. Take a look at the truth. And I know that the truth is a victim of most circumstance these days. It's something that we don't really love to contemplate. But I think it's something that always does us good when we do. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We are honored to be with you, and we are honored to be brought to you by MyPillow. Get three pillows free tonight. Three free pillows when you call 800-506-2641. All you got to do is purchase one king or queen size pillow. They're going to give you three more at no additional cost. Help the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation prove that you will get the best night's sleep. 800-506-2641.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. So thrilled to have you with us on Saturday nights as we are enjoying this weekend. I started the show 2 hours ago saying this is my favorite weekend in sport. The divisional playoff of the NFL round, you got 8 teams struggling for it. You still got 8 regions of the country that are vying for postseason glory. And, of course, my team, my Dallas Cowboys, yes, I'm from the Dallas area originally. They're fighting for what they have not fought for many times in recent years. And one of the reasons why is a man named Dak Prescott. I was very impressed when I saw his story this week. Here's what it sounded like.
The greatness of a competitor rests on how much pressure one can take while still performing at a high level. It rests on not only who you are on the mountaintop, but how far you're willing to walk through the valleys. How much weight can one man carry? When you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders every day, you're used to digging deep for strength. But this weight I carry isn't a burden. If you know my story, you see I lost my mother, my best friend, and my biggest cheerleader during the most impressionable years of my life. But in the midst of our own fight, she pressed a message on my heart that I now wear for all to see. These words, fight, finish, and faith, were her final commands she left for my brothers and I. And that legacy I carry extends beyond me, into my role with my new family, the Dallas Cowboys. From the moment I got the call, my life changed forever.
Dak.
What's up, Coach?
I had a feeling this might happen. Sometimes, you know, people belong together, you know what I mean?
That's right.
With every struggle, whether in my life or on the field, I get back up because it's a step closer to what she wanted me to be. The pain I've endured crawled in my heart and molded me into a competitor that I won't back down from any fight. That's why from the moment my name was called, I was ready. From all the times she sat in the stands, to all the times I said I wanted to play for the Dallas Cowboys, to my unforgettable moments at Mississippi State, all along this moment, right here, was what she dreamt for me. How could I be anything but ready? You say you've never seen a rookie perform like this? I say I couldn't have a stronger foundation. You call it calm, cool, and collected. I call it the only way to be. You see the touchdowns. I see an opportunity to honor my mom. Fight, finish, faith. It may be only my first year in the silver and blue, but I approach and attack this honor in a way that would make my mom proud. This fight isn't about me. It goes much further beyond me. It's about the unbreakable bonds we've built. It's about the undying faith of my brothers. And it's about having faith in finishing this fight.
I've been a long-time sports fan, and all my life I've been a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. There are so many men of character on this team that want to fight the good fight. They want to finish this fight with integrity, with having spent everything that they've had on the field. And I'm sure that many NFL fans for many NFL teams would probably say that their team is the same. I am pulling for my Dallas Cowboys tomorrow, unapologetically. And I hope that they do take that step necessary towards finishing the fight in Dallas tomorrow night. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.